Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Cenovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at Cenovus.com. Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Cenovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at Cenovus.com.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
It's your election headquarters. The election headquarters is always brought to you by Petrosol Clean Fuel in full quantity, CIMA, the Chartered Institute of Management Accountants, AICPA, and CIMA together as the Association of International Certified Professional Accountants, and the German Ozone Medical Center, alternative therapy, dental, wellness, and beauty. I want to take you to the Ashanti region and to the Ejusa constituency, to be precise, where the by-election is now just 18 days away. And already the main opposition, NDC, is raising concerns, sounding the alarm as it considers whether or not to participate. We'll hear from the party's national chairman shortly. But first, the MPP will tomorrow go to the polls to elect a candidate in a primary. But already, three-term former MPP MP for the area says he is going independent and has a raft of accusations against the party. I'll take you live to the ground pretty shortly, but in the studio with me is my colleague Papani Ashali with a statement from this former MP in question. Who is he?
Well, Evans, we know that, like you already said, he's stood in parliament so many times on the ticket of the MPP, but this time around he says there are quite a number of issues in the constituency that will prevent him from going along that same way, trying to stand on the ticket of the party. Why though? He says, well, in a statement, the genesis of this decision traces back to the Ejusu polling station executive elections, which he says was marred by irregularities that would have been deemed unacceptable in any democratic society. Rather than adhering to the democratic process, the late MP of Ejusu, with the assistance of the regional executive of the MPP, arbitrarily handpicked individuals to fill key positions, a blatant disregard for the party's constitution and its fundamental principles. So that's the first reason he gives. There's more. He goes ahead to say that, well, his decision to contest the by-election as an independent candidate underscores his unwavering commitment to upholding democratic values and ensuring transparency and accountability within the party. And by refusing to participate in an ostensibly flawed process, he sends a clear message that integrity and fairness must prevail, even at the expense of personal political aspirations.
Okay, and we'll be speaking to his spokesperson pretty shortly, but I want to bring in Nana Yaojima, who is on the ground for us tonight ahead of tomorrow's primary. Nana, we've been reading the statement from Kwabena Owusu Aduomi. He's been there three times, from 2008 when he first won that particular election there. He's still on the record in the Ejusu to be the MPP parliamentary candidate who's won the most votes for the party there. The percentage terms, 84%. Nobody else has garnered that much in that particular constituency. And yet today, he says he's going independent. What has been the reaction on the ground?
So the message is now sinking within the constituency. A lot of the constituents have now gotten to know about his intentions to run independent. But some people that I've been speaking to so far tell me they believe that his chances are slim, because they've always voted the NPP, and the party is what they know, but not individuals. So this is some sentiments that I've been picking from some of the constituents, but maybe it's possible that through the campaigning and after the choice the MPP will make tomorrow, it might also try put him in a good light when it comes to the election itself. So we'll have to wait for the 30th of this month to see if the people of Ejoso will be convinced by the candidature of Kwabena Osuegun.
And then, as we know, tomorrow is a primary for the party itself. On the ground there, we know several candidates picked up forms. Many were vetted, all clear. There were moves to get some of them to drop out. One indeed dropped out. On the ground tonight, everything set for tomorrow.
Definitely, Evans. According to the party executive, all is set for tomorrow's election. 1,081 delegates are expected to participate in the election scheduled at the Forestry Commission Training School tomorrow. Already, the ground is being prepared for tomorrow. 24 hours to the election, campaigns are supposed to cease, but our investigations can confirm that some aspirants are still speaking to delegates, trying to convince them for their vote tomorrow. So it's promising to be a keenly contested election. So far, it's very difficult to predict who is in the lead, but it's expected that tomorrow these delegates, the 1,081 delegates, will all move to the polling station, cast their ballots, and by 4 o'clock tomorrow afternoon, the winner will be determined.
Have we seen any posters from Mr. Duomi just yet?
Not yet. From all indications, it looks like Mr. Duomi himself is trying to hide himself from the public. It's expected that after the NPP makes choice tomorrow, he will take his campaign to the next level. So far, we are yet to cite any posters within the Ejoso constituency.
And we can now speak to Nanaosai Bonsu, is a campaign aide to Kwabena Osuegun, who today put out a statement declaring that he is going independent in the constituency. He led as Member of Parliament for 3 terms on the ticket of the MPP. Thank you very much, Mr. Bonsu, for your time here on Top Story. You indicated in your statement that part of your concerns is already before the courts. So why have you taken the decision now when the court is yet to decide on it?
Yeah, thanks, Ivan, for having me on the program. Well, is it not surprising that the court is yet to make a determination on the matter? Yet the party is proceeding to conduct primaries in the constituency. Is it not surprising?
You have internal processes that you need to exhaust first. Every party have those rules in there. Have you exhausted internal processes?
Exactly, we have. We have written several petitions to the party leaderships. We have even been on occasion. Invited to the party office to have the issue resolved. But as to what the findings of that sitting even is, we don't know till we speak.
These are issues that cropped up, I believe, in the last primary. True?
Sure, yeah. There are issues that cropped up during that period.
You're talking about the album. The exactly. Album that in the last primary, from what I can recall, you had 307 votes, and John Kumar at the time had 397 votes. That was very close. And yet you believe that it was because the album itself was packed with people who liked the former MP, and that's what this happened, and this was an illegal process. Many will argue that you've just been a sore loser here.
Well, the album you are referring to is not the one in contention now. We're talking about the album that was compiled recently, during the recent polling station executive elections.
The individuals, the delegates on the list to vote, have they substantially changed from the one that delivered the defeat the last time?
Yes. We don't even know who the delegates even are. We don't even know. You see, if you were to even call some of the constituency executives then, they didn't even know anything about what was happening then. we even didn't know of an existence of an album until it was time for the constituency executive election. That was when we were told that an album had been compiled. Something that we were expecting to be subjected to a competitive process was done in a way that that's unspeakable of. And so it lacks credibility. And for us, tomorrow's process is flawed.
But did you even pick forms to contest in the primary at all?
Yes, we did.
And what happened?
We did. We picked forms. We filled forms. We submitted forms. And then we're waiting for the party to announce when the elections were going to be conducted. Only for us to wake up one morning to the news that people have been selected in the night to fill the various police station executive positions.
And I'm talking about a number of individuals have picked forms, they've been vetted, cleared, and they'll be standing tomorrow. All of them agree the process is fair and credible. They're looking forward to tomorrow because they believe there is a level playing field here. You've decided to stay out and go independent.
Okay, for those who have picked forms and have been cleared to contest in tomorrow's election, they may have their own interests. And majority of them were going to their constituency and do not know anything about the constituency. I must be honest. And those who know much, who have been around and knows much about what is happening in the constituency, are beneficiaries of what happened. They are benefiting from the scheme. And so how would they complain?
Haruna Mohammed is the Deputy General Secretary of the MPP, joins me right now on the line. Mr. Mohammed, thank you for your time here on Top Story.
Okay.
Mr. Mohammed, thank you for your time here on Top Story.
Thank you, guys.
Usu Adeyemi is a stalwart of the party in Ejisu. He led your party there as a Member of Parliament for 3 terms. This decision, has it been formally been communicated to you?
What decision?
Decision that was communicated in the in a press release that was sent today. We've just been speaking to his special aide that he's gone independent. Does the party know of this formally?
We don't need to be informed formally. If he takes a decision to go independent, that is his own right. The party's constitution is very clear. Once you make your mind to go independent, you forfeit your membership. So he doesn't need to write to us. We open nominations for contests to happen in Ejisu. We open a nomination. We indicated the date of close of nomination. He did not pick nomination. He did not submit a non-picked nomination. He did not avail himself, and he chooses to go independent. That is his own right, as is right in the 1992 Constitution.
He raises concerns about the integrity of the album and that this is something that he put a petition before the party to consider. Have you considered it, and do you find merit in it?
There is no any petition from him, any individual from Ejisu, regarding any album in the constituency. Remember, we came and met the album, and I can tell you on authority that the party, led by Stigna Yensin team and my boss, the general secretary, does not have any petition before us with respect to album of Ejisu. During the confirmation of the album, that's what we call validation, I led a team to the Ashanti region. I personally led a team to the Ashanti region. All the constituencies were gathered at the Ashanti regional office for 3 days. We did validation. There was no any statement or petition before my person in respect of the validation for the Ejisu constituency. So I can tell you on authority that nobody has petitioned or questioned or said anything thereabout of the album of Ejisu. And that has been done, that has been dusted, and that has been put behind us. We went into primaries, and the Ejisu MP who just passed on was acclaimed. So we have gone past that particular stage, and I'm telling the authority that we don't have any petition to deal with.
Nana Osei-Bonsu, you said that this is a matter that you had brought to the party's attention and nothing is happening. In fact, your statement says as much. You've just been listening to the man who led the process. He says there was an opportunity when we're validating the album and no petition came before them to consider.
Okay, and so is it to say that he isn't also aware that there is any pending issue in court in respect of the Joshua album?
Did you file that case?
Pardon?
Did you file that case? I seen, did the DOB file that case?
The case was filed by aggrieved members of the party, numbering over thousands.
Mr. Mohammed, are you aware of this case in court?
I'm finding it difficult to hear him, but I am telling you that I, Harold Mohammed, Deputy General Secretary of the New Patriotic Party, supervise the validation of all the albums in the constituencies, specifically in Ashanti region. I was the lead person, and no petition was even brought before my person that the Ejusu album was problematic. Nobody had brought such a petition. And I stand my neck out, and I challenge anybody that had that seeks to say such a thing was had happened. We had opened that particular window under the validation process, and people were obliged to come and challenge some of these particular.
Yeah, but are you aware of a case?
Nobody in Ejusu brought such a petition before.
But are you aware of a case in court that is challenging the credibility of the album?
I am not aware of any case in court. The director, legal, has reported all manner of cases to the party. Ejusu has not been on the slate for any matter that concerns album or any court matter with regards to Ejusu. Director of legal is available, and Evans, you can verify from him.
Well, Mr. Bongsu, as you know, Mr. Duomi declares that he's going in.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Dependent, he is no longer a member of the MPP. He accepts that.
Very well, yeah, he accepts it.
Now, but more substantively to you, Mr. Mohammed, considering how important Mr. Duomi had been to your party in that particular constituency, how important he's been to your party in that constituency, three terms he was your member of parliament. In fact, if you look at the votes that you've garnered in that constituency over since 1996, in percentage terms, he holds a record, 84%. If he goes independent, that definitely undermines your chances, either in the primary itself or in the main elections on December 7th, does it not?
Evans, I'm not going to run his personality down. I am not going to attack him. I am not going to attack his rights to contest as independent person. Evans, remember he contested on the ticket of the New Patriotic Party. He did not contest as a person. So probably if you do an evaluation, that will also tell you that it was because it was on the ticket of the New Patriotic Party, that is why justifiably he got the results he got. Notwithstanding that fact, he has his own personality too. And for us, we value every single vote that we get in every constituency. And we are not going to run out there and say he's nobody. We are not going to do that. He has the right to go on the tangent he's going, and the party has the right to move on and ensure that victory comes on our way during this by-election and the national election.
I mean, so on that subject of Ejusu and the by-elections that is pending on April 30th, we've also been listening to the national chairman of the NDC, and he's raising a host of issues. In fact, the party is now considering whether to contest or not. This is what Asiru Nketiah told me when I spoke to him on PM Express.
The moves they are making, they are now trying to catch up. Mm. They don't have a candidate.
But certainly, you'll be on the ballot in the by-election.
At the appropriate time, we'll talk to the nation about what we intend doing.
Okay, so you haven't taken a decision whether to contest or not. That's fair tonight. As we speak tonight, you haven't taken a decision whether to contest or not.
I can't say yes or no. I'm saying that we will be communicating to the country in the coming week, just next week. Okay. And I don't want to preempt my general secretary.
Okay.
That is why I'm...
So this is a decision. The communication will be around whether to contest or not.
Around a decision that we have taken about whether to contest or not. But we have a concern, though. The concern is that this country is degenerating into a situation where people can kill for power and get away with it.
What do you mean?
It's very bad and we have to correct it.
What do you mean in reference to Jusuf?
We have three MPs who have been killed.
You're talking about murder here?
Yes, and nothing has happened. We haven't gotten any closure to any of them. And they all happen to be MPP MPs.
Who are these MPs you're talking about?
You have JB Dankwa. You have the other MP for Mfansiman. Both were stabbed to death, one in his bedroom, the other on the highway. All that we heard was the wife should contest and take the place of the husband, and that settles it and nothing happens. And then this one.
John Kuma,
after his death, you have people coming to sit on television openly, claiming that he was poisoned, mentioning the hotel where he ate the food and the person who served the food and all that, and bragging that he's available to testify to any of the claims he's making. The person is working. Nothing has happened. No hotel manager has been apprehended. And MPP is approaching this thing as if they are just interested in filling the vacancy and nothing else. So I have maintained that, gone were the days that some of us were in parliament. If I were in parliament now, I bet you parliament will not sit to consider any government business until we have a clue to what happens to these three MPs. Because if you are sitting there as members of parliament and you are being killed one by one and you are not doing anything, the government is not doing anything, and all that they are interested in is that somebody dies, then you go and take care of the wife and children, and that's all, organize a big funeral, And that settles it. Is that a good democracy?
Yeah, but the John Kuma one that you mentioned, is just rumors that people were just...
No, it's not rumors. Somebody has come to say that I am claiming. Look, were people not picked for claiming that there will be a coup d'etat?
But the wife filed the police report. The wife filed the report. The police is
investigating. It's not about waiting for the wife to file any police report. It must be a matter of urgent national attention.
Why are you crying more than the bereaved? John Kuma,
who is the bereaved?
The bereaved of the MPP. I mean, why is the NDC so worried about this?
When because the his family members are happy. It means that something is happening. If the members of his political party are not concerned, at least we should be concerned that he's a member of parliament. Well, and I'm worried that nobody has been apprehended when there is this clear claims, not by one person, but as many as three different...
The last time we checked, the police had invited a few people since the report was filed to question them.
So what has happened? Police has invited somebody, so that is the...
Yeah, but you need evidence to arrest somebody.
A human life as chicken life. Why?
But what else can the police do than investigate, question, and if they have the evidence, they can make an arrest?
The police, look, such a critical issue. The police should be addressing the nation as to the steps they are taking. We haven't heard anything like that.
Despite your concerns, the by-elections will happen.
No way.
Despite your concerns, the by-elections will happen.
Yes, it must happen. The by-elections must happen. But I'm saying,
will your concerns
as a matter of interest, will
your concerns
to save our democracy? You don't just when an MP dies
under certain suspicious
circumstances, the nation should not just go to bed focus on replacing him and that.
Will these concerns influence your decision to contest or not?
They will not, but we will, when we reach there, we will inform you.
Next week, an announcement will be made.
Sure.
And that there is a national chairman of the NDC, John Cecilio Nkitia, speaking to me on PM Express. I still have with me the Deputy General Secretary of the MPP with me, Haruna Mohammed. Mr. Mohammed, do you find any merit in the concerns raised by Cecilio Nkitia?
Sivas, thank you very much. I think the national chairman of the NDC, when he was speaking, he forgot that at the time J.B. Dankwa and the Councilman MP were murdered, that was the same period in which we were in election time when his predecessor, who was the national chairman, he was the general secretary, said they will kill people, they will kidnap people. And this was the same period. The two MPs were killed. The NDC forgot that these were acts that they were frustrated. He wanted us to have arrested the national chairman of the NDC at that time. That is very surprising. Evans, let me correct this particular erroneous impression. Nobody has ever fielded any woman whose husband has died on request. All the widows that have contested in by-elections contested on demand. Because MPP is a party of law. They decided to contest because there was a vacancy to contest. You know, in the Jisoo case, the widow did not contest because she's not willing to contest. So we have not forced anybody to contest. They should just tell us that they don't have alternative, they don't have the men to contest for elections in this country, and we would move on there. But if we are to throw these accusations here and there, I believe that the NDC will be taking much more of that. This is not the first time that the NDC has refused to contest in by-elections. Remember, in Ayawaso West Wagon, they were in and they decided to withdraw. They became losers at the end of it. So for us, we need to have a very good competition, very healthy competition. They should not sit on the fence and be suggesting to the people of Ghana what happened. They should come front. We have that competition. We have that effective competition. That is what is going to give us who leads this country come 2024 Ghana elections. I think that some of the statements that were made, I believe that maybe he was not taking them very serious. But if it's so, then we need to interrogate such concerns that he's raising, because the NDC should be questioned. Because look at the way Professor Mill died in the office. Look at the way he was carried to the hospital. Look at the processes that led to that. Look at all the commentary that Professor Mills made when he came from outside the country after treatment. So should we question that Professor Mills was poisoned or Professor Mills was killed by people within the NDC at the then Jubilee House? Let's not go on that tangent, because this is the first time a president is dying in the office.
His point is that if you put all that together, we must adopt more serious.
But this is very historic. Professor Mills was a gentleman. He was a man of God.
To deal with all that together, you don't disagree that some more urgency is required.
People at the Castle Jubilee House killed that man. That is what he's telling us.
And that there is the Deputy General Secretary of the MPP ahead of their primaries tomorrow, and of course the by-election itself on the 30th of April. The NDC is yet to decide whether or not they will contest. You want to stay with us because Ghana Connect is coming up next, a conversation you don't want to miss. What is really happening?